Gerry Adams last night in Enniskillen. This isn't outstanding quality, but if you turn up your volume slightly, you'll hear what Mr. Adams had to say. So, Gerry Adams has apologised, obviously, because of what he said. I say obviously because he has apologised. That's been well reported. But is an apology enough? He wants to break the bees, and he wants to break them with the Trojan horse of equality. And I suppose you understand the historical significance of a Trojan horse. Let me speak to Mike Nesbitt, who's the leader of the Ulster Unionists. Mike Nesbitt, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
I'm trying to figure out which one you'd be more offended by, the bee reference or the horse.
The horse, without a shadow of doubt. I mean, Gerry Adams can call me a bee until the cows come home. Personally, it's neither here nor there as far as I'm concerned, although... You know, a lot of people vote Ulster Unionists, and I am their leader, so they will be offended, and rightly so, by that. But the much bigger issue, Frank, is the reference to a Trojan horse. Because equality, I thought, was a core value for all the parties of the Northern Ireland Executive. I thought equality was the vision that we all shared for the new Northern Ireland that I assume we are all working to create. But what Gerry Adams told his audience in Enniskillen last night was that equality is nothing more than a secret weapon, a weapon that he is using to beat unionists with. And we do know the Trojan horse, the story of Troy being under siege from the Greeks, and the Greeks pretended to give up and left this big horse outside the gates as a present. And the Trojans brought it in, and that night, when they were all asleep, the elite forces of the Greeks came out of the horse, opened the gates, and the Greeks destroyed the Trojans. That's what we're talking about here. Gerry Adams saying that equality is not a core value, it's not his vision for the future of Northern Ireland, it is a secret weapon with which to beat up unionist bees.
However, he has emphasised in this apology that he was talking about the bigots and the racists who have infiltrated unionism, not the unionists.
I wasn't there last night, so I cannot say whether or not I believe him when he says that, Frank. But certainly, in politics as in life, the first rule when you're in a hole is to stop digging. So the best I can say this morning is that he appears to have stopped digging. But the damage has been done, Frank. And, you know, if it was a one-off, it would be shocking. But it is not a one-off. And I refer you back, for example, to a speech he made in Athboy in County Westmeath in 1997 about contentious parades. And he said, did Drumcree happen by accident? And the answer is no. 3 years of work went into creating that situation, and fair play to the people who put that work in. So he has form on this, Frank. As a journalist working at UTV, I remember being in New York one evening with a camera crew following Gerry Adams. He began in a dinner suit in the Plaza on the Park, Donald Trump's fine hotel on the edge of Central Park in Manhattan. $500 plate fundraiser for Sinn Féin. He stood there in his monkey suit and he made a speech talking about his unionist brothers. A very conciliatory, outreaching speech. An hour later, he was in Celtic Park in the Bronx in jeans and an iron sweater, and it was all Chucky Arla and Britside. Two very different speeches, both tailored to the audiences that he was addressing, but the sentiments cannot be reconciled. What is and who is the real Gerry Adams?
But what is and who is the real unionist? Because unionism has been infiltrated by bigots and racists. You only have to listen to the likes of this programme to hear the contributions from some people. Yeah. So if Gerry Adams is working towards fooling those people into equality and then eradicating them politically, that can't be bad for unionism.
Frank, the whole country is full of people who are bigoted. It's not exclusive to unionism or nationalism or republicanism. But is the way to treat it to call them bees and to say, I'm going to trick and deceive you? Or is the way forward to openly and honestly stand up toe-to-toe with them and try and persuade them that they are wrong, that there is a better vision? And my vision is of equality as a core value, not of equality as a secret weapon. You read The Politics of Irish Freedom, a book Gerry Adams wrote many years ago, and you will see, quite shockingly, that in his analysis, what he calls the armed struggle, what I would call the murder of the innocents, was nothing more than a tactic. And it appears that equality, the promotion of equality, is nothing more than a tactic to promote republicanism, not to promote a shared future for Republicans, nationalists, unionists, and all the rest who make up this new Northern Ireland.
It may be a tactic to win votes from maybe a hardcore of people that he's trying to persuade in Fermanagh, South Tyrone. He may have the vast majority convinced via the overt policy that Sinn Féin has, but he needs to win over some hardliners who are wavering. Might that have been part of his intention last night? And if so, is it very much different from what Gregory Campbell's doing, winning votes for the DUP by criticising those people who are embracing the Irish language?
I've no idea what Gerry Adams's motivation was, and in case anybody has not heard it, let me repeat, and I stress repeat, my criticism of Gregory Campbell. What he said about the Irish language and has continued to say about the Irish language is nothing more than a gratuitous insult to those who cherish the Irish language and are perfectly entitled so to do. And that's not just nationalists or Republicans. That includes many unionists who cherish the Irish language, which used to be used, for example, in Presbyterian churches on a Sunday during service.
Yes, I understand that. But the reason I ask you the question, Mike Nesbitt, is down to the fact that Sinn Féin are the biggest party alongside the DUP, yeah, who are the biggest party. The DUP are the biggest in unionist circles, Sinn Féin biggest in nationalist Republican circles, and this is how they do it. Until the other parties catch up and go with these headline-grabbing comments along the way, they're going to be playing second fiddle to the electorate. Well, surely what Ulster Union needs to do, it needs to grab the headlines with something sensational like Mr. Campbell or Mr. Adams.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Frank, I will stick by values, and I want a truly shared future. I want to respect Sinn Féin for their mandate. I want to work with Sinn Féin and the SDLP and the Alliance Party and the DUP, and I don't think the DUP want to work. I think they feel forced into some sort of marriage with these people. But the important point you raise, Frank, is this. The DUP and Sinn Féin are at the heart of government because the electorate put them there. In 2011, the electorate trusted the DUP to be the strong voice of unionism. The electorate trusted Sinn Féin to be the strong voice of nationalism / republicanism. And my challenge is to persuade people that there is a better alternative in the Ulster Unionist Party, in the SDLP, in the other smaller parties who are here at Stormont today.
But would you accept that Sinn Féin and the DUP seem to be better at strategy than any of the other parties and therefore get more votes? And part of the strategy is the sensational stuff.
Well, if that's the way it is, and if you think that I should start aping Gregory Campbell or Gerry Adams, I would rather quit. I would rather walk away from politics than start gratuitously insulting people who respect the Irish language. I sit in a meeting and say, I am going to break those Republican or nationalist bees. I am going to use something like equality as a weapon to beat up my opponents. Frank, I have children. who are teenagers, I want them to have a different life than I grew up with. I want them to be able to say, do you know what, Dad? There's a new pub or a new restaurant opened on the Falls Road. Do you fancy going up on Friday night for a pint and something to eat to see what it's like? Because when I was their age, going into West Belfast, or even into the city centre, wasn't an option because it was too dangerous. And we haven't moved on sufficiently from that position to a point where Republicans, maybe living on the Falls Road, are saying there's a nice new restaurant in Ballyhackamore. Let's go over there on Saturday night and make a night of it.
Well, we'll see if it ever comes to pass. But Mike Nesbitt, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The leader of the Ulster Unionist, Mike Nesbitt. I want to speak to Eamon Malley, political commentator, with regards to what Gerry Adams had to say last night, right after this.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in.